Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. At the start of this past winter, things were a little dicey because we were nervous about the trifecta.
That's the flu, RSV, and SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID. We heard about kids filling up hospitals with two or three of these respiratory infections.
Fortunately, it turned out to be a mild flu season. But Dave, what we didn't anticipate was how much the avian flu would decimate the chicken populations.
Yeah, there are still fears that virus, the H5N1, could end up circulating among humans and cause the next pandemic. As for COVID, even though it wasn't worse this winter, it was still killing between 400 to 500 people a day in the U.S.
At the start of this year, it killed 1.2 million Americans. The plan now is to offer annual COVID vaccines.
Finally, RSV. It's a cold weather virus that normally hits young children, but can threaten older adults as well. In fact, over 100,000 seniors are hospitalized every year for it.
Until recently, there were no RSV vaccines, but there are several in the works. One approach is to attack the virus before the respiratory cells become infected.
The FDA has approved two for older adults and is continuing to review several others. They're up to 85% effective in preventing severe disease and hospitalization.
Here's the really cool part, though. When pregnant mothers were vaccinated, the immunity was transferred to the fetus, which would protect the baby in their vulnerable first year of life.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more in our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminascicom.com.